That's all for our headlines. Before we get into today's feature content, we're going to give you a special track that you can enjoy. It's by a friend of the community. His name's Ben Bergen. He put together what he calls the Rob Ford song, and it's some real insight into who the mayor of Toronto is.
Those Oriental people work like dogs, 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 dogs. They're slowly taking over, They're slowly taking over.
I support traditional marriage. I always have. I support traditional marriage. I always have.
This is a bylaw opening the door, a homeless shelter, in their ward. This is a bylaw opening the door. This is a bylaw. Why do we have a public lynching? That's the black and white of the issue here. Why do we have a public lynching? Public lynching. Homeless lynching. Lynching. Homeless lynching. Public lynching. Homeless lynching.
I can't support bike lanes. And what I compare bike lanes to is swimming with the sharks.
Swimming with the sharks.
Sooner or later, you're going to get bitten. And, you know, I feel my heart bleeds for them when I hear someone gets killed. But it's their own fault at the end of the day.
This is a political game.
I support traditional marriage.
This is a political game.
I support traditional marriage.
This is a political game.
So you were listening to the Rob Ford song by Ben Bergen. This is known as Illegal Radio. We're going to get into our feature content for tonight's show. This is some straight from the streets material from Wednesday's inaugural demonstration against the inauguration of Rob Ford. As was said at the demonstration, this will be the first of many, and they will only grow. You're going to hear voices from OCAP, voices from Known as Illegal, voices from Jane and Finch Action Against Poverty, and voices from the Greater Toronto Workers' Assembly. So enjoy that clip from the anti-Rob Ford demonstrations that were held on December 1st.
And the voice from the No One Is Illegal is going to be our own Ryan Hayes, so watch out.
In all of Ford's campaign speeches and everything before that, he's talked about what he wants to do with this city. He's talked about dividing the city. He's talked a lot about a gravy train. And what we're here today is to say what that gravy train is. And what he doesn't tell everyone is that when he talks about cutting the gravy train, he's talking about cutting services to poor and working people. He's talking about cutting welfare. He's talking about cutting transit. He's talking about cutting things that the people of this city need to survive. And we're here today on the first day that he takes over as mayor to tell him that we are not going to accept that. We're also here today to put forward 12 demands for action on poverty in this city. 12 things that we know that people of the city need to survive. We've got a number of speakers today to speak to some of those issues. Our first speaker today is John Clark from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty.
Thanks very, very much. This is the first of many rallies against the Ford administration. It's a kickoff today. I know there are some people out there who are a little shy, a little nervous about beginning this challenge. But I think we need to understand that on the other side, there's no corresponding nervousness. It wasn't a coincidence that one of the guests of honour and principal speakers at this man's victory celebration was Mike Harris. It's not a coincidence that he has assembled a hard right team of key people and advisors and people closest to him. And there's absolutely no doubt that he's going to follow precisely the same kind of strategy that Harris did, which is to move fast and to move hard and to attack things. It's going to happen on an enormous scale, and it's going to happen very, very rapidly. And I want to say that if today only a relatively few number of people, small number of people has come out to begin the challenge, it won't be long before this man initiates an anger in this city that is going to fill this square and hopefully fill those buildings with people who are challenging his agenda. As we go into this situation, we're not dealing with some situation where there is relative prosperity. We are already dealing with a situation of enormous poverty that exists in this city. And at the municipal level, there is a great deal that can be done to make the situation worse, and Ford and his people are going to do that with considerable enthusiasm. There is a crisis of homelessness. There is a lack of housing. Public housing is being eroded. All these things are already under attack under the Miller administration, and that attack is about to become 1,000 times worse. When it comes to the huge numbers of people who are having to turn to social assistance in order to survive, what the municipality does and how it runs its welfare offices is a very decisive question. There is no question that under Miller there was a wink and a nod that went down to the welfare offices to pinch pennies and deny people wherever they could. Under Ford, that's going to be a trumpeting cry to be cheap, to deny people, to foster a climate of denial. There are thousands and thousands of people in the city who are being denied and being cut off, for example, the vital special diet. There is no question that they're going to take it further. In OCAP, we began the process of fighting back by sending a letter to Ford and to the new chair of the committee that deals with welfare issues, Mammoliti. Having those two men in charge of welfare is really, truly having the rats in charge of the cheese. And we're going to be dealing with a situation now where we're going to have to fight them, where we're going to have to mobilise. We're going to mobilise on poverty issues. We're going to mobilise around housing issues. We're going to mobilise around the basic right to income. But let's make clear that what Ford is going to do is going to have an impact on everyone. If people are transit riders, they are going to be under attack. If they are public sector workers, they are going to be under attack. If they are working people, they're going to be under attack. He ran a very demagogic campaign about gravy trains. But the real gravy train is now going to start handing out its largesse under Ford. It's going to go to the rich, it's going to go to the cops, and it's going to be taken from poor and working people. What Ford is doing is a municipal component of the whole austerity agenda that's being forced on us. It is vital that we build a movement to challenge him. It is vital that today we stand up and say we are starting as we mean to go on. There are a few of us here today. There are going to be hundreds. There are going to be thousands. People in this city are going to fight back. Ford is not going to get away with his agenda. Thank you very much.
So we're here today on the traditional land of the Mississaugas, the New Credit. We're also here at the site of The Ward, one of Toronto's first migrant communities populated by Black and Jewish migrants. This is also the site of Toronto's first Chinatown and what's become a place of rest for poor and homeless people in the city. So we're here in the spirit of resistance. We're here in the spirit of people's daily struggles for basic justice and dignity. We're here like we were in 2003 when we came together as a community to deliver a list of demands to end poverty and racism in our city. And we're here today to say that we will build and we will make Toronto a sanctuary city. Yes! No one will be denied access on the basis of immigration status. No one will live in fear of being terrorized by immigration enforcement. No city employee, including the cops, will ask for immigration information or share it with immigration authorities. And together, we will build a city in which everyone will be able to, regardless of status, will be able to live, work, and participate fully without fear of detention or deportation. Yes! Just like we kicked immigration enforcement out of our schools, just like we kicked them out of shelters, we will kick them out of our communities, out of our city, and out of our lives. We didn't come here today to ask politicians to save us. We came to put them on notice that we're here to liberate ourselves. Yeah. Our dreams don't fit in ballot boxes. They don't fit in City Hall. They will be won on the streets and in our communities. Yes. We say Toronto is not open for business. It is open for resistance. Woo. We demand dignity. We demand respect. We demand justice for our communities. We demand a sanctuary city. And like our friends at OCAP say, if they don't give it to us, we will take it.
We say fight back! We say fight back! We say fight back! We say fight back!
So next we want to invite out somebody to speak about transit, Camilla from the Free Transit Campaign. As we know, Ford has already talked about cutting Transit City. So we're here today to talk about what we need with transit in the city of Toronto.
Hi everyone, thank you for being here on this cold day. Today, the chief general manager of the TTC, Gary Webster, has met with the Rob Ford team, and it is widely rumored that the only item on the agenda was to cancel Transit City light rail lines. Shame! As part of his harebrained transit plan, Rob Ford wants to scrap Transit City and replace inner-city Toronto streetcars with buses to reduce congestion. He says that light rail aggravates traffic. Well, Rob Ford aggravates me! Yeah! Not only are streetcars cheaper to operate, putting hundreds of new buses on our streets is only going to add to our congestion problem, not reduce it. And the TTC would have to pay penalty fees on all of the streetcar contracts that it has recently signed. And it would have to walk away from a multi-million dollar investment in the streetcars that it has made over the last few years. Ford is promising the Sheppard subway line, but I think it's pretty clear that accessible, affordable public transit is not exactly high on his list of priorities for our city.
Shame!
In Ottawa, a newly elected mayor back in 2006 canceled their light rail system, and the people of Ottawa ended up paying $100 million. So we say to Rob Ford today, you want to show the people of Toronto, the taxpayers of Toronto, some respect? Then save Transit City! 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 So, we say to Ford, you want to help congestion in the city? Why don't you get a clue and look at the Belgian city of Hasselt, which in 96 had a huge congestion problem. But their city council was smart, so instead of building another highway, they decided to get rid of transit fares, and within a year, they increased ridership by 800%. Congestion problem solved. So how would we pay for free transit? There are so many ways that we could do this. What it comes down to in the end is government priorities. For example, for the $1.2 billion that was wasted on the obscene level of police security during the G20 summit, we could have had free transit in Toronto for one full year. So if anyone says free transit is pie in the sky, you tell them, you know what? It was not that long ago that we won the right to free healthcare in this country. We won the fight for abortion. We won for women's rights, for the right to organize, to unionize. And with all of these fights, people said it was pie in the sky. And it took the political will and mobilization of people like you and me to make it happen. It is time to make free transit a reality for Toronto. So go online, look up No Fare is Fair, or send an email to nofareisfair@gmail.com and join the Greater Toronto Workers' Assembly fight to win free and accessible transit in Toronto. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mila. So we heard a little bit about the police, and we also know that Rob Ford keeps on talking about cutting the gravy train. Well, the biggest single recipient of tax dollars in the city is the Toronto Police.
Shame!
We're here today to say is that we want less cops and more justice.
Yeah!
And to talk about how the police affect one of the communities in Toronto, at Jane and Finch, our next speaker is Sabrina from Jane Finch Action Against Poverty.
Yeah! It's a cold day in Toronto. Oh, God, downtown. All right. So what Toronto do we live in? I live in a Toronto where the gap between rich and poor is vast. When a community like Jane and Finch was once middle class in the 70s and now is majority living below the poverty line. I live in a Toronto where social needs are on the bottom of the list. I live in a Toronto where the brand is diversity is our strength, when diversity lives in poverty and is criminalized every day. I live in a Toronto that when crime is down, Toronto puts $5 million into Tavis and policing. I live in a Toronto where young black men are dying by the hands of the police, and the police investigate the police and there aren't any consequences. I live in a Toronto where the Jane and Finch community is isolated from the downtown core. Where Jane and Finch is only known for guns, gangs, drugs, and shootings. I live in a Toronto where Rob Ford does not represent the people living in poverty. Where human rights is violated every day. I live in a Jane and Finch where we have one of the most dense social housing sites in Toronto. I live in Jane and Finch where the revitalization won't be happening and the people don't know about it. I live in a Jane and Finch where repairs haven't happened in social housing in over 10 years. And people's homes are falling apart. Right now, my old kitchen has two giant holes in the wall, and the building where I live in, families haven't had running water for a month. Where police and security intimidate and criminalize our youth who live there and have nowhere else to go. I live in a Toronto where the new elected mayor, Rob Ford, and I don't know if I can say this, is known for beating his wife. I live in a Toronto. I live in a Toronto where the leadership of Rob Ford does not champion my community's social needs. My name is Butterfly, and I work, live, and raise my son in the Jane and Finch community, and I'm here representing Jane and Finch Action Against Poverty. And a quote from a grassroots theater group, No Man's Land: free the streets, lock up the police! Free the streets, lock up the police! Free the streets, lock up the police!
Welcome back to No One Is Illegal Radio. You were just listening to some audio footage from the anti-Rob Ford demonstration, inaugural demonstration that happened on Wednesday. And now we're going to close off the show with another track. We debuted today our new theme, and that features the voice of Spin, who's a good friend of No One Is Illegal in our movement, and so we thought, why not play a new track by Spin, some of his new work as well, which is definitely connected to the theme of No One Is Illegal. The song's called Soy Ilegal, and it's with Illegal MC and Spin. So enjoy that, and stay tuned for Jackie Twinstra up next with The Mother Politic.
Soy ilegal, el que lamenta, que trabaja para pagar la renta, que trabaja horas extras, pero que siempre le pagan menos de la cuenta, el que a las 5 de la mañana todos los días se tiene que levantar, para poder ir a buscar trabajo y así con mi familia yo puedo avanzar. Yo vine aquí, yo por mi cuenta, soy exiliado de la guerra en los 80s, cuando la CIA dio golpe de estado en mi país y puso presidentes mierdas que están a la venta, el resultado una guerra sangrienta, inmigración masiva en los 90s, y esa es la razón por la cual un gringo es mi jefe, yo trabajo en su modo fijo tienda, robado, pero no hay enmienda. Espero que la gente de una vez entienda que si hay tanto ilegal metido aquí es porque nos quebraron nuestra economía en los 60. La guerra sucia, los gringos comenzaron. Golpe de estados, presidentes los mataron. La economía la destrozaron. Yo no quiero tus derechos, quiero lo que me quitaron.
Devuelvan lo que nos robaron. Arizona es un estado mexicano ilegal. Y los yanquis que colonizaron a nuestros hermanos los chicanos. Gringos y hueputa que ahora nos tiraron. Leyes racistas para deportarnos, pero ellos nunca podrán callarnos ni de todo retirarnos. Hay una historia que no quiere. Informarnos. You're all immigrants, even you blue-eyed pilgrims, white skin, racist, sickening. You make us the victim from the beginning, brutalizing refugees, including the children, innocent civilians, casualties of war, profile the people, these cracks went to fall. Yeah, we're illegal, but you can't deport us all. Kill your economy when you hound us at the mall. Industries can't live without us at all, and you have to open another separate us with a wall.